Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host for tonight. We're on every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And if you want to be a part of the show, call in at 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you'll be heard throughout the United States and all over the world. Tonight's topic is omega-3 fatty acid, brain benefits. Okay, what is omega-3 fatty acid? Will this fat improve your health? Can omega-3 fatty acid prevent cancer? Omega-3 fatty acid is found in what foods? Another hot topic for you tonight. I'm your host, and we're joined with our guest, Selena Lindsay. And, again, you can call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you will be heard throughout the broadcast. But if you don't want to speak, that's fine, too. Just call the number and just listen. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fabulous, and how are you?
Good, and welcome back. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, great. Good evening. My name is Selena A. Lindsay, and I'm a former CPA for over 30 years. Primarily what I do is transportation, and I run several different nonprofits for various different reasons. In addition to that, we participate with nonprofits all over the country. And some of those nonprofits do various different things, possibly in your city. We'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show.
Yes. All right. Anyway, omega-3 fatty acid and the brains. I know they've done a lot of research, and some things are not completed. We can say some things, but keep in mind that some of the research is ongoing. Okay, you want to jump right in?
Well, a lot of research is ongoing, but one of the things which I learned was that some of the best omega-3 is not necessarily come from or manufactured by the fish. It actually comes from algae, and it's actually the green organism that the fish eat. So some of the best stuff is probably, in all probability, is organic that you can locate. But primarily, omega-3 is very, very good product. No bono or anything that I read will detest that it's, as far as they're concerned, great for your heart, your brain, and your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't realize when they said omega-3, I'm just thinking one thing, but there's actually three different types of fatty acids. And used for different things. And as you just said, some of it's plant-based, or it comes from the plant. And the other two come from your animals, or like your fish. When I say the words, I don't know how many in the audience will be able to repeat it, but it's ALA is one of them. And that one's present in plant oils. It's called linoleic acid. The second one is called EPA, eicosapentaenoic, or something like that, acid. But EPA is easier. And that's found in marine oils. And then the third one's DHA, or the hexanic acid. It's also found in marine oils. But that I like the one you had mentioned in the beginning, that ALA fatty acid is that's your plants or your seeds, like walnut. They said seeds that you can eat. Clary sage, I never heard of. Seed oil. Flaxseed, I have. Flaxseed oil. I was surprised. Even that hemp oil, isn't that the one that's in marijuana? If I'm correct.
Well, I wouldn't say. Well, it is. It comes from the seeds. Not necessarily. People get confused when you say marijuana because they only want to know about that particular, what, you know, the streets call it a flower, whatever. But it's actually pressed from the seeds itself, not necessarily, and the variety when you talk about that particular plant. You know, there's thousands of varieties. So it comes from the seeds.
Okay, so when they say hemp oil, that's coming from the seed of the plant itself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then, you mentioned, the algae. They have what they call algae oil.
Right, and it's one of the better oils. Of course, it's very hard to refine. Not like you know, people think they're going to go out and grow something in the yard. And no, it's not going to happen. You're going to have to grow yourself a farm full of that stuff before you can get a joy oil.
And then the other two that I had mentioned, that EPA and DHA is found in animals. They said include like fish oils. And then they said eggs, if the chicken is fed the EPA and DHA, squid oil, krill oil, there's a host of other things. But that all of that is very important in our regular diet. But I was surprised. I don't remember reading or like on the egg carton that the chickens were fed some EPA or DHA. So I don't know if you go to a specialty store and you'll see it, or I don't know, or either that, I've never paid attention to that. Anyway, you can also take dietary supplement, but they're telling us unless you spend a little bit more money on your dietary supplement, it may not be, the quality is not the same as getting it from the actual source, like the actual animal. And omega-3 fatty acids are important, they said, for normal metabolism. So we all need normal metabolism. Now, the research that I've read some about, can it prevent cancer? That's still in research. So some people swear by it. I've had friends with cancer. They swear by it. But the research part is not completed. And even for heart disease, the research is not completed. But they do know it can prevent inflammation, or, you know, especially for your joints and different parts of your body that may be inflamed. Now, they have done, even though they're not saying that it's working, they're giving it to children, especially the ones with autism or ADHD, because they're finding that for mental health, that it helps the brain. So it's known to help brain, eyes, you know, a person have asthma, but there's not studies done still, even though with their eyes they can see some positive results.
Well, they're doing the same thing with the CBG oil, which they get from marijuana, because if you look in your papers and a lot of the local stuff, people who have kids that are autistic or, you know, having seizures, you know, there's some people that swear that, you know, giving a kid a few drops, everything changes. You know, I have a grandson that the mother swears that she will not live in the house with her child unless she can give him a couple of drops. As she swears that, you know, it makes him behave differently.
What, you talking about the hemp oil or what?
Yes.
Until they have done enough, I guess, studies, but parents do see, you know, results, but they're not making it a fact yet. And it's a fact that our brain is made up of 60% fat. That's a lot of fat, but healthy fat. And they do know that our brain needs omega-3 fatty acids, and because it does improve brain function, period. They said our brain is made up of like 100 billion cells, and omega-3 fatty acids are the building blocks of these cells. So if something's a building block of something, then, yeah, you're going to need it, especially if that's you got that many brain cells. That's a lot of cells. And not to have the building block in there is not that's not going to help the brain any, especially if you know, that being the case. Because they said these fatty acids bind to the cell membranes, increasing, you know, the fluids and stuff that's going through. That's important for each of the brain cells. So, and a person with Alzheimer's or coming down with it, they like giving them omega-3 fatty acid. And we all know that Alzheimer's, what do you lose memory, short-term memory, quickly if you aren't given anything. That's why it's better to be early diagnosed, so that they can slow the process down. And diet is playing a role in brain function. It's like they said, the brain has to have sugar, not over the amount of sugar, but it does, you know, require some sugar. So now, at least we know, our brains is requiring some omega-3 fatty acid. That's considered a healthy fat, not a bad fat. That's why you have people switching to olive oil, avocado oil to cook with rather than that canola oil. We've done enough on the canola oil, the bad, I guess that's considered the bad oil. Coconut oil. There was a book put out so many years back where this professor or a PhD came down with Alzheimer's. It was his wife that wrote a whole book about coconut oil because she was able to successfully, you're not supposed to be able to reverse Alzheimer's, but in their case, there's proof that feeding him the coconut oil and other things reversed his condition. Now they don't even talk about that book. It was a hot item a few years back.
Well, as we well know, almost anything that comes to market, it becomes too cheap. We know who gets in the way. You know, Big Pharma's got to do what it does because, you know, you got to purchase an expensive pill from them to put a Band-Aid on a situation that does nothing. But as you say, until they have proof, that's a whole other song and dance. But there are a number of different oils out there, and the majority of them, most people just don't realize that it's sort of like talking about margarine. Well, you can't tell some people that margarine is not a proper fatty oil, but that it's man-made, that it's basically what I call a crock full of junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and and you can't get people off of that stuff.
Using diesel fuel to cook your food, that's what it is. The same thing as put in the diesel fuel is in the margin.
And they sing the song with the commercial, and they still don't hear themselves talking about, and you think it's butter, but it's not. I'm like, good God.
Yeah. In the old days, they didn't have margarine; they had butter.
Yeah, it's garbage. It's what it is.
I don't know what year margarine was introduced, but when it was introduced, it literally, and then they try to give butter a bad name And fine, and we come to find out it's a lot more healthier than clogging your arteries with margarine. And then it goes back to things in moderation and not overdo it. When we grew up, they used iron skillets and stainless steel and glass. That was it. You did not have Teflon. They didn't use a lot of aluminum foil. There are a lot of things that weren't used that is being used today. And then we wonder why we have all these health issues.
Well, especially those health issues that automatically make sure everything don't work. Because if you're playing with foil, then I think we did an article in which, aluminum is definitely related to one of the diseases you just talked about, which is Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get to dementia. And so all of these things are related to, if your brain don't work, nothing gonna work.
That's true. Because the brain has to work. Or you can't swallow, you can't breathe. There's so many things the brain is responsible for. So you can't afford it to be starved or lacking. You can't afford the brain to be lacking in omega-3 fatty acids either. Because if it's going to improve the metabolism, if it's going to improve the fluid, going through there, you can't do without it. And then there was one article I read. I know a lot of people are into salmon, but the wild, the ones that's caught in the wild, not the ones that are farm-raised. One is better than the other, and it's the wild one that's the best. That's why a lot of young people switch into organic, or when they buy their fish, they're not just buying any kind of fish. They're buying fish in the wild versus farm-raised. But if you can't get the fish that's caught in the wild, you got to put some fish in your diet, so still the other fish should be all right too, but one is better than the other. Again,
goes back to what I was just talking about, where the fish actually get this much from is in the organism, the green stuff that they eat. So you can leave the fish alone and just go directly to the source.
But the fish animal, the animals have two different types of omega fatty acid that the plants don't have. The plants in your seeds have the ALA. They don't have the other two. And the other two are just as necessary as the one. You still need that animal, the fish. That's why most physician and dietitian will push to have a minimum of 2 servings of fish a week. Versus no fish at all. And then fish is high in iron. There's other nutritional value of fish too. Especially people with thyroid problems and low iron problems. So that fish does. It's significant. It's almost like, God made all these things and we have to have a balance. We're getting to the point where we're afraid to eat anything. So you don't eat things, and then your body's lacking. Or like the egg yolk is high in cholesterol, but it's also rich in other vitamins. Iron is one of them. And so when you take the whole thing out away, or just the egg white, you just threw away a whole bunch of different types of vitamins that's in the egg yolk that's not in the egg white. I still say it's how much versus eliminating the whole thing. How much? I have one friend that was a vegetarian for, I think she said 39 years. And then as that, you're trying to, you got to make up the, all those nutrients that those other things had in them. You have to supply the body with it, or you become mineral and vitamin deficient. And that's what happened to her. Even though she thought she was doing everything right, because the food items that had what the body needed was in the meat. So a person that's not going to eat any meat at all, that's fine. But you got to make sure you're getting all those nutrients, because that was supplied through the meat. So you're going to have a plant-based diet. You still got, the plants only have so much. They don't have everything. So you have to still, the body has to, you know, you have to figure out your diet, where you're going to get those things from. You got to get them from somewhere, or you become malnourished and don't realize it. And then especially if you've done it for year after year after year. Again, you're on Blog Talk Radio, American Health Crisis. You've been speaking with Selena Lindsay and Paulette Young. The number to call in at is 858-769-4936. Press 1. Again, it's 858-769-4936 and press 1. And we're talking about omega-3 fatty acids. You know, your brain needs it. Your brain is made up, as I said before, 60% fat. And they're contributing some of the problems that, especially with the aging process, they're contributing things to lack of this fatty acid in the diet. Because it's good for your mental health, also for your eyes, brains, all that stuff is attached. Different conditions like asthma, started giving omega-3 on a trial basis to autistic kids, children with ADHD, because since it does help brain function, and they know that, then they started giving the kids with those conditions omega-3. And it's still under research to see what the outcome would be. It's not going to harm them to get it, but it'd be nice if it, you know, helps in any way, especially since your brain has to have a certain amount of fat in it anyway, with it being made up of 60% fat. And hopefully what your brain is made of is healthy fat, not, they're not talking about any kind of fat. That's why people have changed their diet. Because, Selena, is your diet plant-based or meat-based or what?
Well, I would say I'm basically 80% vegetarian. I do eat meat. But I'm a little particular about, you know, how much of it that I eat. I'm very sparse on red meat. And, in fact, in talking about somebody that used to be more of a vegetarian, some of the problems that I now have. I'm the person you're talking about with vitamin deficiency. You know, almost every time I go to the quack, which is what I like to call it, you know, they've got something to show me from the blood draws that they do that says minus this and minus that, negative. And a prime example might be say vitamin D3 and stuff like that, whereas I have to take 50,000 units of that stuff.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot every week.
Wow. That's 50,000 units of what?
Vitamin D3.
Oh, wow. When you have to do that, is that in addition to making sure the diet is rich in that, or no?
Well, I'm not going to do, you know, all of my other stuff, but yes, but because there are a lot of different, as you previously stated, there are a lot of different vitamins and minerals that you just don't get it through a plant-type diet. And I, like I said, I would be the prime candidate because for many, many years, that would be my diet was mostly, you know, what, you know, comically, I'm sure most people say a rabbit diet, you know, carrots, lettuce, that kind of stuff. That's what I ate. And what I'm suffering through now as an older person, or almost every time I go in there, is they're handing me a sack full of items, not necessarily medication, but stuff that is missing out of my diet. Everything, all of your B1s, 2s, 3s, all that, 6, calcium, all that kind of stuff. And that attributes to what my problems are.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is amazing, which is omega-3, you know, because of joints and other kinds of things. So it's an important thing. Those that are out there listening, that you pay attention. If you go, if that's what you are going to do, make sure you receive all of the nutrients that you that your body requires. And that may change significantly from what it is that you do. Because, of course, a person that's sitting in the corner is not going to need as much, say, as a person that is going to be a professional runner.
Right.
Absolutely. Hello, Paulette. This is Mike from Singapore. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you. And absolutely, you're right. Omega-3, you know, it also brings depression down. It makes your blood, you know, a little bit less thick. So you, the chances of your heart attack would be much more less. And also, it's good for blood pressure. And it has lots of, you know, it's good for lots of things. But, you know, in the United States, if you have a little bit of high cholesterol, your doctor give you statins.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it. Instead, ask your doctor. Ask your doctor to give you Lovaza. Lovaza is the same fish oil, but is a top end fish oil, and they may give you 3 or 4 a day. You need to take 2 in the morning, 2 at night. And called Lovaza. And if they say, well, your insurance doesn't approve it, tell them, I don't want a statin. A statin always give me muscle pain and a lot of side effects, which is true. And you will just say, I need Lovaza. You need to put an exception code on it. Whatever you need to do, talk to my insurance, whatever you need to do, you need to approve me Lovaza, because you know Lovaza is little is tier 4 or tier 3, they call it. So, but I mean, it's been around for a long time. So, I mean, so I think
it's
tier
3. How do you spell that,
Lovaza? Yeah, just go to here, or I will give you a spelling and also the website for you, so you can promote it to your community. Okay, Lovaza, first of all, Lovaza is spelled L like Lima, O like Orange, V like Victor, A Apple, Z Zulu, A as Apple.
Okay, great.
And yeah. And
this is a fish oil.
This is like a equivalent to the top end fish oil. You can buy it from Amazon. It's $40, $50, or $80 per say 100 or something.
Uh-huh.
This is made by Pfizer for the patient, and you know. For the, you know, instead of, you know, you go buy and say, I cannot buy, you know, it's issues covered. You talk to my insurance. I will, if whatever needs to be done, you talk to your insurance, they will approve it for you. I mean, usually you should not have any problems in United States for Lovaza. I'm sure it's tier 3 most of the time, or maximum
wow.
tier 4. But, yeah, tier, I mean, most of you guys anywhere, most of people have a good covered either through medical or through different non-profit organizations, so you should be fine. And here, it's a 500 milligram, actually. And, you know, at the dosage, of course, it will be determined by your doctor, but it's indicated.
The physician, and I know, Selena, you agree with me, the physicians here in the United States are more drug-oriented, like the statins, I think because they don't
right.
know any better. I really believe they don't know any better.
No, they know it. I mean, a patient has to remind them, say, type it into your system, Lovaza, Lovaza. They say, oh, he says, I didn't know this exists, or they know existed, but because, yes, that's true, because they work more with statins, Vytorin, and all those things, and generic kind, oh my gosh, forget it. I mean, a brand is also it's not good, but I mean, brand maybe give you a little bit more time to get side effects. But generic is never, you know, whenever generic drugs is mm-hmm. never been tested on humans, and it's all come from China.
Wow.
Yes. Ask your doctors, please. This drug that you give me is a generic form, right? Do you
yeah.
know, does this generic has been tested on humans? They have no answer for it. You say, I don't know. Then you will understand that it's never been tested. But the real one, I mean, the non-generic one, the pure form is tested on humans, and you will have the correct information on the they give you some summary of it on the bottle or on the things. But yeah, generic never been tested, but that's why they keep giving generic, and more people having problems into the problems, and we have mass shooting in America. We have, you know, so much thing is going on because they keep giving them psychiatric drugs like Latuda, or the new ones has come. It says, oh, even, but they cover that one. It's tier 5. Tier 5, they have no problem with it. But if you ask them the natural form for Lovaza, they may give you a little bit hard time. It's just.
Yeah, but it's good to know. And then if you can purchase it on Amazon, that's pretty good.
No, you cannot buy it through Amazon. Is it your doctor prescription? You go to your...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your doctor prescription, you go to the drugstore of your choice, and you will buy it through them. Yeah. I mean, whatever is your share of... I mean, it should not be that much anyway. Right.
Okay, for those that are still listening in, we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acid for the brain. If you don't have the correct diet, you're most likely not getting your brain, I call it brain food. And we had mentioned earlier some of the things you can get it from your seeds, algae, as Selena had mentioned, you know, some of your plants. Algae is a plant. The seaweed, your flax seed oil. So there's a variety of things, even your walnuts and edible seeds that are edible. You can get part of the omega-3, the one that's called ALA, and then the others are coming from the marine animals, anything from your sardines to your tuna to your salmon. And some of the you want your fish caught in the wild, not the ones that are farm raised. It'll be higher in your omega-3 fatty acid when they're caught in the wild versus the other way. So sometimes you have to pay a few more pennies, but it's worth it because you're talking about brain function. And we know as you get older, the brain does deteriorate somewhat, but you can slow that process down by giving yourself some brain food. And omega-3 fatty acid is one of them. If it's helping, studies are being done on autism and also on ADHD kids, and they're finding some good results. So if it's working on them, it can work on everybody, especially when you know you have 100 billion cells that are functioning. And one of the keys, omega-3 is a building block for those 100 billion cells. So you don't need to leave out the building block. The building block is necessary if you want brain power and continue to have as your body ages. Again, you can call 858-769-4936 and press 1 if you want to speak, or you can just listen. I'm going to get ready within a few minutes. Selena's got a whole host of things she's going to share with us. So if anybody else wants to talk or say something else before she begins to give us this other vital information, you would have to say it now. Okay?
Yeah, regarding Lovaza, because people who are allergic to shellfish, they cannot have that Lovaza at all. But if you don't have allergy to any kind of fish, then you are okay with the Lovaza indeed. And then make sure your AST and your ALT and your creatine on the kidney monitor. I mean, there's 3-4 tests they do: AST, ALT, and kidney functions, and potassium. Also, they need to do it time to time, which I'm sure you call email your doctor. Your doctor will do it right away. They don't want to see you even in the office because they're so busy. They are in United States, doctors, so many things is done by email. So that's it about Lovaza.
Well, thank you. That's great information. Yes, I forgot. Yeah, there are people that are allergic to fish, or most of the time it's the shellfish, like shrimp, crab, lobster, the things with shells on them. Everyone... where they may be still able to have, like your salmon, which is not a shellfish. So you do, there are side effects to everything, so, and there's allergies
right.
to various foods. Some people are allergic to, like, citrus fruit, and yet your body needs in that fruit, but they're allergic to it. And they can only have like a small dosage of fruit. They could eat like a whole orange and that type of thing because it's too
right.
acidic to react to it. You know, with allergic
reaction. The reason we have so much allergies, as you know, we have chemtrails in United, all over the world. There are 3 countries that they don't have chemtrails. If you look at the skies, you see the jets are just keep going or line up. Sometimes they are tired, I mean, give you, cross, or sometimes they go give you letters, etc. on the sky over USA, Canada. I mean, 3 countries they don't have chemtrails is Iran and Cuba and Israel. These 3 countries they don't have it, but rest of the countries in the world, you look at your just you need to look at it up. You will see that there is no cloud in the sky, suddenly everything would be, cloud, and those are, that's why we are bombardment with a lot of chemicals every day, through the air, through the, just in the car or etc. Yeah, food, yes. Because yeah, that's right. Because those food you have, you have to wash it very, very good. Wash it with a special, you know.
You got to look, what seeds did they use? Did they use genetic modified seeds to make that apple or that orange?
Monsanto.
Why. And our country, this is the United States, there's a whole group of people that fight the issue of where we're not, everything's not labeled the way it needs to be labeled. I think we have a right to know if it's genetic modified. But every year when it comes to voting, that part is voted down. The industry votes it down. Because if people knew that it's genetic modified, now parts of Europe, it's been approved. They label their food, where here it's not a requirement. Now, for marketing purpose, some of the products will say it's not genetic modified because people are learning that you don't want the genetic modified. We have no idea what that's doing to the insides of our bodies because it hasn't been in existence for a long time. But it's here, and it looks like it's here to stay unless people stop buying things that are genetic modified. But there's no label on everything, so how do you know if your food is genetic modified? And the way you know that your fruits are genetic modified, a genetic modified apple will stay, it won't spoil. You can put it on your cabinet, and it'll be like a brand-new apple for the next 4 or 5 months. Then you know that it's genetic modified. That's why they did it, is to so it'll stay alive, or, you know, the life of the apple would be longer. But,
absolutely. And you're right.
Yeah, but it hasn't been around long enough to know the health. What is it doing to our bodies? What, you know, because it can't be healthy if you're going to modify something like that's important as a fruit and a vegetable. I didn't realize it. I remember I had some apples on my cabinet. I said, I'm going to leave them up there and see what happens. 3 months later, the apple looks the same. It didn't rot or nothing. I just threw them out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So waste of the fruit, money also. Yeah.
Yes. And
right.
People just need to be aware so they can make healthy choices. So if you're not sure if it's genetic modified, leave it out. Genetic modified doesn't spoil.
Absolutely. And they start with the four. They have some barcode on each one of them. If you look at it, starts with the four. 4, 3, 5, or whatever. It starts with the four. And then you know that it's Monsanto and GMO. But that's good to know. I'm going to have to clean time because
she has about maybe 16 minutes left, and I need time for her to talk on the other things that she needs to give to the public.
Please,
Lena, go ahead.
Okay, get that paper and pen out, and we're going to move right ahead with giving you the name of some of these nonprofits that do various different things, possibly in your community, whereas they might be able to help you with one of your problems. One of the first things I'd like to mention, because this week from the 5th to the 9th is it's National Veterans Business Week. And so to get more information on that, those of you who are veterans or those of you that serve veterans in business, please go to www.va.gov or SBA, and it will give you more information on what's going on from the 5th to the 9th. The first organization that we want to talk about is called VeteransCareSolutions.org. VeteransCareSolutions.org is run by LaShonda Jones. And primarily what they do is to try to help a veteran, first of all, have a place to be able to live at if this particular veteran needs help in being able to re-eliterate himself back into society, or problems, medical problems, or problems receiving their benefits. They help them get in touch with people and counselors that can help them do that. And also, if it just happens to be a veteran, so to speak, that's off of the streets that needs psychiatric care or some care beyond their scope, then they help get them to the type of help that they're going to need so that they can take care of themselves. The next organization, also one other thing, the phone number to Veterans Care Solution is area code 909-329-8288. The next organization I could talk about is one that I love their name. It's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. This organization is run by Kathy Braxton, and they've actually increased a lot of what they're doing. They're giving away free food basically every Saturday, and they're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And when you go there, they do something very, very neat. They're often cooking hamburgers or hot dogs, and their specialty is to help those that are indigent or help those that need food and other various types of help. You can reach Kathy Braxton and those that are there at Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired at area code 562-313-0041. The next organization I'd like to talk about is an organization that I myself am a director there. It's called Sowing Seeds for Life. Also, Paulette is there, and Paulette is very often doing healthcare consultants, giving out information about health concerns to the community. We're located at 1350 Arrow Highway in La Vergne, California. What we do there, we are the second largest food bank in Southern California. What we do there is a lot more than food. We have various different things going on all the time, which sometimes there's a movie. There's always on the first and the third Wednesday of every month, we give away food, which starts at 12 o'clock, in addition to their shoes, clothes. There's always a lot of help going on from the University of La Vergne. If you'd like to either donate or you'd like to volunteer, please stop by or call our phone number and speak to Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Again, that phone number is 909-293-7735, extension 232. The next organization that we'd like to talk about is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children with priority giving to the wounded, disabled, or fallen military family. You can see a lot of what Camp Corral is doing by going to their website, which is www.campcorral.org, or please feel free to give them a phone call at area code 855-605-1267. Again, the name of the organization is Camp Corral. Phone number, once more, area code 855-605-1267. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Bright Prospect. Bright Prospect is located at 1460 East Hope Boulevard in Suite 74 in Pomona, California. The phone number to Bright Prospect is 909-623-9007. Bright Prospect, their specialty is to help low-income students and primarily help them get through college. You can see a lot of what Bright Prospect does by going to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org. The next organization is called Helping Hands Caring, which what they do is they feed the homeless. And their phone number there is area code 909-730-5313. If you'd like to volunteer or you'd like to be able to do some type of donation, please give them a phone call again at area code 909-730-5313. at the end of every show, what I like to do is I always state my own opinion, which kind of goes a little bit like this. We're going to take a slight deviation with a little bit of a slight change, primarily because sometimes I believe sometimes we just don't say things that we kind of need to say. And one of those things that I'd like to say is I'm not impressed by money, social status, or job title. What I am impressed by is the way somebody treats another human being. In addition, I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. And I, yes, oh yes, I'm an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I choose to be. I work hard at it. I take risks and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes. Also, I use me as the guinea pig. Personally, I have another belief, and that belief is to help those that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I thank you for listening to this broadcast. I look forward to seeing you or hearing you on our next broadcast. Have a great night.
Yes, can I say something before you go?
Yes, is that possible?
Okay, I would recommend for you guys, please, you see, because most of your people, you know, they are in the bracket, in the special, say, zone that are they are not super rich or et cetera. Therefore, University of People, please, University of People is based in Pasadena. They, the thing is, you can get education, AA degree, or even a higher degree of education through the University of People. And the only thing is you have to pay $60 tuition. I'm sure you guys can provide that for your students. And then they, as long as they have any computer or Android or iPhone, whatever they have, a smart computer, whatever they have, they can get that education. As soon as they accept it, they will, get a loan. There are many loans available, and they apply for the loans, and they pay for their exams at the end of the term. So then they go to the second term, and et cetera. And it takes, I think, 2 years for the AA and 4 years for higher than a regular one. And University of People, it is accredited online American university. And you can always, the website is the
Okay, we'll be on the air next week, same time at 8 p.m.
Okay, please don't forget University of People.
Anyway.
You can email it to them, and then they give you.